The three biggest landlords in the federal government don't know how much agencies are actually using their own properties. The Government Accountability Office reports one thinks almost all of its warehouses are in use when in reality some of them are sitting empty and forgotten. David Wise is Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the GAO. He has the latest results in the ongoing effort to right-size the federal real property portfolio. David, thank you very much for being on the program this afternoon. Congratulations on this work. What specifically were you looking at, and why'd you focus on warehouses this time around? Thanks for being on, David.
Well, Francis, thanks very much for having me and giving us the opportunity to talk a little bit about our report on civilian warehouse management. Well, really, this represents, I would say, kind of the latest in our portfolio of work, looking at how the federal government manages its real property portfolio. We've looked at buildings and structures and any number of items. And the warehouses, of course, fall under the buildings portfolio. But we found, I'd say, many of the similar kinds of problems that we found in our other work looking at the federal management of real property, in that there's a big problem with the federal real property database that has all sorts of inaccuracies in it. And this, of course, makes it very difficult for managers to come to rational decisions as to what they're doing and what they should do and how to manage this vast portfolio. You know, there's something like 90 million square feet of warehouses and over 19,000 buildings themselves. So it's a pretty vast and wide-ranging portfolio.
You write about the classification of these. In the federal real property portfolio, GSA classified nearly all of the 29 million square feet of warehouse space as utilized and active, but you found that wasn't the case when you went and looked. What did you look at? How did you decide what to look at, and what did you find?
Well, we worked on developing a sample looking at across three main agencies, and we chose the General Services Administration, the Department of Interior, and the Department of Energy because they represent about two-thirds of all the federal government's warehouse space. And so what happened was when we went out, as you noted in your preamble, that there were GSA lists almost all the warehouses as being used and occupied and in good condition. And we found, as we have in previous reports on real property, that just wasn't the case. Give you a couple of kind of interesting examples we found. There's a very large warehouse out in Lakewood, Colorado, that is kind of a suburb of Denver, and there was formerly occupied by the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, which was storing a large amount of government documents. Well, as it turns out, NARA moved out because the warehouse was no longer able to meet their standards for humidity control, so they've had to go to a costly leasing arrangement. In the meantime, the warehouse has been vacant for over a year, but it's still listed in the property records as being active and utilized. Perhaps closer to home, another kind of interesting example is a large warehouse. It's about 35,000 square feet, which is located just a couple blocks from the Washington Nationals baseball park. In fact, Congress held a hearing there about a year and a half ago, and I had the opportunity to testify in this two-story warehouse, which is now a very lucrative location. But it's also been vacant for several years while GSA has been engaged in off-and-on negotiations with the District of Columbia government as to what to do about this property. So these places, again, it's listed also as being utilized, and it's obviously empty. And so, you know, these are just two examples, and there were others that indicate that, you know, there's some real issues with trying to manage this property. And at the end of the day, if agencies are either not using this property or they've had to move to more expensive private sector leasing arrangements, then that obviously kind of defeats the purpose of having federal warehouses, because we end up spending more money to do kind of the same task.
David, is this a case of the classification process being inadequate, or no classification process at all, or how are these buildings being kept on the rolls as utilized and active when there's nobody in them?
Well, we've asked those questions. We've seen this kind of problem all throughout the real property environment, and sometimes it's just a case that different agencies have different ways of classifying things, or the records management doesn't catch up to whatever's happened for the disposition of a certain property. But overall, we are very concerned about the record keeping for the federal buildings portfolio, because if these records are not really up to date or in order, then it's extremely hard to figure out what to do with all these things. So, you know, to that end, we've made recommendations to help the government try to improve its record keeping and improve the federal real property database. So that, and that applies to warehouses, of course, as well. And we hope that if GSA and the Office of Management Budget can make progress in implementing these recommendations, it will bring a bit more rationality and strategic thinking to how the government manages its real property portfolio.
You mentioned in this report the freeze the footprint policy, David. This is David Wise at the Government Accountability Office. And my remembrance is that when the freeze the footprint policy came out, it struck me, and this is just a personal observation, that the point of this was this was kind of under the theory of to keep yourself from getting deeper in the hole, you stop digging, and then you try to climb out of the hole. And that was the point of the freeze the footprint plan. We will not be able to get smaller until we stop getting larger. It strikes me that in order to get smaller, it's really hard to do so if you say you need all of this space and it turns out this space is empty. What is GSA's strategy, or maybe that's part of the problem, to reclassify this space so that it can be disposed of or dispensed with?
Well, Francis, to be honest with you, it's a pretty deep hole. And right now we have a recommendation from this report that we would like to see GSA develop a strategy for its government-wide policy role in relation to warehouses, and that would hopefully help them provide a more strategic approach, because they are ending up in a situation where they sort of look asset by asset, and that results, as I mentioned before, in more reliance on costly long-term leasing, or prevents them from taking action to dispose of the aging and obsolete assets. I should also mention they run into problems with older warehouses because they, if they're 50 years old or more, then they get classified as historical buildings, and then that falls under another set of regulations, which makes it, again, more complicated to try to dispose of or otherwise move them out of the government inventory or to do something else with them.
You've got a couple of recommendations, David. One is to enhance transparency of the data in the federal real property portfolio. In what way would you like to see that data more transparent?
Well, we'd like to see it by transparent. It's really meaning that it should be more accurate, so that managers, whether they're in Washington or some other place, can actually call up the real property profile and see what exists from one agency to another agency, and that have some confidence that the data is accurate. We've seen a lot of cases where sometimes managers, even in other cities where there's a relatively small amount of federal property, don't know what each other has. And as a result, they miss opportunities for consolidation or making better use of the federal space, which could also then reduce their reliance on leasing. The whole idea is to really try to the extent possible, try to get out of more costly leases and consolidate activities into federal structures and buildings so that then you can be more efficient and more cost effective.
And so then your next recommendation would seem to be the next logical step, and that's to develop and implement a strategy to prioritize and plan for warehouse space once you've got the data of what you have in place and you have a handle on whether it's stuff that you should have or not, then move for after that to this strategy point for the future that you're talking about. Am I on track there?
Yes, Francis. All along, we've always been encouraging GSA and the Office of Management and Budget to implement a more strategic approach to managing the federal real property data and as well as all the property itself, because without a strategic approach, you're really just looking at it kind of in a vast way on a case-by-case basis, and as a result, you can only sort of be reactive and not proactive, and that makes it much harder to manage it in a more rational way. And we feel also GSA, of course, is in a unique position to do this, since they have they're able to affect government-wide policy when it comes to real property management.
And again, that takes us to the next progression, David, and that is that GSA be involved in that government-wide strategy.
Oh, yes, GSA is essential, and they're uniquely positioned to be effective in this way, and that's why we've been working with GSA to encourage them to take this kind of approach, and they did agree with our recommendations, and we're hopeful that they will implement them and that will make some progress in that area going forward.